we're going to begin reading at verse number 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hand. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arm. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry, her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your word today, and we just pray your blessing as we look into it. We pray your blessing on the mothers here, Lord, as they continue to have a tremendous influence on the next generation. Lord, we just pray you would bless their children, that they would learn to walk in your ways, and just pray that as we look in your word, that they might be comforted and encouraged, knowing that you are their help in difficult times. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So you begin by asking the question, what makes a great mother? And we could try to answer that question many different ways. We could try to study through the scriptures and try to examine qualities that we recognize in some of the great mothers of the Bible. And we can think of Mary, the mother of Jesus. We can think of perhaps of Sarah, the mother of Isaac, and many different other ones. And of course, as it is with discussing most people in the scriptures, the Lord always presents people as they are, with failings as well as points of character. And so we can learn from that, learn from their mistakes even. As well, we can think of our own mothers and think of things that they have done, character traits they had that have so long endeared them to us, that we're just so thankful for them because of specific things we remember them doing. We realize the positive, lasting impact they've had in our lives in various ways. And that's what compels us as children to rise up and call them blessed. And we know that we should honor our mothers. That's part of one of the commands of God. But it's something that I think all of us, we think back and we can really think of what we're thankful for our own mothers, what they've done. And it isn't just on Mother's Day that we honor them. Throughout the year, we do that in many ways throughout our lives. But I think if we're going to pick a specific passage in the scripture which speaks of the qualities that a great mother has, it would be this passage in Proverbs chapter 31. And so that's where we're going to be looking at this morning. And the purpose of this message today is to honor motherhood as a whole, and it's to give honor to our mothers for the good each has done in our lives. And as well, it's to give you mothers present today words of encouragement as you seek each day to be great mothers for your children. The challenges of each day of raising children, and as they grow older, seeing them make choices, and not always the choices you would hope they would make, that can sometimes get you down. And it may seem in the moment that you're not making an impact, but I assure you, day by day, as you're faithful in the little things, you are making a tremendous difference in the lives of your children. And so as we look into this passage here in Proverbs chapter 31, many different qualities are made clear. The first we could identify is that of trustworthiness and reliability. And we read of that in verses 11 and 12, where it says of the virtuous woman, "The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life." That the fact that a mother is faithful day in and day out, and even though there is some drudgery, even though there is some disappointment, that means a great deal. Being a mother can often be a thankless job, because much of what is done is behind the scenes and often does not get the credit it deserves. And sometimes, unfortunately, how it works is that what you do only gets noticed when on the days that you're sick and you're not actually able to do that. And people wonder, why wasn't this done? Why wasn't this done? Well, it's because mom always does that. And and the thing is, the fact that as a mother you continue to perform the same menial tasks but are necessary tasks day in, day out, even though it may go unnoticed, even though it may go underappreciated, it attests to great quality of character. That you don't, you know what needs to be done, and you do it faithfully. And to be someone that your family can always count on, that makes a tremendous difference. We realize in this day and age that's becomes more and more rare, of those that can be counted on. That it speaks in Proverbs, everyone will proclaim his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. And it's we find that it sometimes that's a difficult thing. And there's some children whose parent, one parent or the other, has abandoned them at one point or another, and it's a very difficult thing to go through. And just to be there, to stay there, to be reliable, that means a great deal. Secondly, we see the qualities of industriousness and self-motivation, verses 13 to 19. Speaking of the virtuous woman, it says, "She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ship, she bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth the field and buyeth it with the fruit of her hand. She planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle and her hands hold the distaff." That we see with what is spoken of here, that this woman, who we'd recognize as being kind of defining what a great mother would be, is one that doesn't need anyone or anything to really get her going in the morning. We see instead that she's actually up before most everyone else is up. And we see that she's she rises when it's yet night. And then we find that her candle goeth not out by night. That when before her kids have risen, that she's already up getting breakfast ready, praying for them. And at nighttime, there's still things to be done, cleanup needing to occur, that is accomplished. And so you see really there's kind of the stick-to-itiveness that's spoken of here, and just the diligence, industriousness. And it says she works willingly with her hands, that it's something that she's glad to do. And we realize back in Bible times, there was so much work to be done just to keep a household going, that you didn't get water from the tap as we do now. You had to fetch it from the well. If you didn't go to the store to pick up groceries, you had to grow and harvest it yourself. All the clothes that you and your family wore, you made yourself. That sometimes you could, there might be cloth that you could purchase, but sometimes you even had to make the cloth that you would then sew. And so there's much to do just through everyday life. And for us nowadays, we'd almost be overwhelmed thinking of that. But we can be thankful that technology has advanced so that tasks are not as arduous as they once were. But the fact remains, there's always much to do in keeping a home, in making a house a home. And so we see from this that a great mother is busy doing what needs to be done without having to be told to do it, which again speaks to the quality of her character. Thirdly, we see from verse 20 that a great mother is compassionate. Verse 20 says, "She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy." And mother is always thinking of the needs of her family, of her children, of her husband. But it stretches beyond that, where she's basically seeking to meet needs of those that are needy. And she's not oblivious to the needs of others around her, that if she sees someone that she can help, it might be a neighbor or a friend, it might be a relative, maybe it's a playmate of one of their children, or maybe they might hear of a group of people far away that are in need. She's ready and willing to give of what she has to help others. And it's kind of the thing that the way it's worded there is her stretching out her hand to the poor, reaching forth her hands to the needy. It's not necessarily the thought of someone needy comes to her and then she decides to help them. It's actually where she's reaching out. It's like, where is there someone that I can help? Is there someone that I can be a blessing to? That she has that mindset. Another quality we see is foresight, as seen in verse 21. It says, "She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet." That she thinks ahead, she knows what's coming, she's able to plan ahead so that when the need arises, the provision is already in place. That she makes sure her children are looked after. That and it's something that we think of in winter time that comes, and it's certainly much longer here than it is in the land in which the Bible was written. But we recognize there's always preparation that needs to be done in different ways. And so the mother, we see that they seem to know what's coming or be aware of it and always make sure that there's provision made. But we see other characteristics in verses 22 to verse 26. It says, "She maketh coverings of tapestry, her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come." That a great mother is honorable and brings honor to her family by her conduct. That because of her conduct, her husband is greatly respected. And she is one that conducts herself in such a way that people have great respect for her. And we see it speaks of strength and honor or clothing. And earlier on we read in verse 17, "She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms." That she has a strength, and we recognize that a strength that is not merely the physical, but is also mental and emotional, because There is times where trying to guide a child's life and they're not getting it. They can be wandering away, and it can be very difficult. But for a mother to have that strength to continue to pray for them, continue to try to guide their life, to even weep over them, and to be devoted to them, that takes a strength of heart as well as body to be a mom. And we recognize, I think all of us with our mothers, that sometimes things that we've disappointed them or discouraged them, the tears that we've caused them, but just we're so thankful that they kept working with us, kept praying over us. And as well, it speaks of this, and in many ways we could say that this is a bit of a promise. We think of another place in Proverbs where it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old he will not depart from it. It says in the last part of verse 25 there that she shall rejoice in time to come. That a mother is always thinking of the future and realizing that in the mundane areas of day-by-day life, sometimes things don't seem to make that much of a difference. But a mother realizes that she reaps what she sows, and that a lot of times is that as she's sowing good seed in her child's life over and over and over again, precept upon precept, line upon line, here little, there little, she knows it is going to make a difference, that it is going to have an effect. And so she's willing in the present to make the investment in the lives of her children, knowing that in time she is going to receive a great future return on that investment. That it's kind of, we think of the Lord Jesus, of how it spoke of him that for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. And it's the same as mothers, that joy before them, that sometimes the difficulty of having to correct a child direct a child in the way that they should go when they don't want to. It can be difficult, it can be disappointing, but the fact is that as a person keeps it up, that there's that assurance that there will be rejoicing in time to come. That what one sowed, that there is a good reaping of it, a harvest that can be thankful of. And that brings us to verse 26, where it says, she openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. That a great mom teaches her children wisdom bit by bit. That every opportunity that she has, she's instructing her children in what is the right way, what is the wrong way, how. And things as simple as just basic manners at the table, to just how you treat one another, how you act and show respect to adults. That there's so many different things of wisdom that a mother has, and just having that closeness with a child from when they're very young, a mother has such an opportunity to share with them truth and to guide them in their way, so that they know what the right path is in life. That's the idea, that the training the child in the way that the child should go, so that they know this is the path I should be on. If I follow this, this is a path of wisdom. This is a path of life. If I abandon this, it is the path of foolishness, the path of destruction. That they understand that. And they know it because their mother has taught them that. And I think all of us can testify of that, of just different things that our mothers taught us that maybe at the time we didn't think it was that important. We wondered, why is she stressing this? And it wasn't until maybe years later we realized, yes, this is, my mom was very wise in this. There was something I needed to hear, and it is life to me right now. And I'm so glad that she warned me, or that she prepared me for this that was to come. But as well, we see, speaking of virtuous woman, or one we would recognize to be as a great mother, is in her law, in her tongue is the law of kindness. That that she learns how to control her tongue. She knows, even though we realize that there's many frustrations that a mother can have, many that we as are their children bring to them, where they're able to learn to speak kindly, to show compassion, show tenderness, but that is so much of what a child needs, and to just to know that they're loved, know that even though they have their failings, that their mother still delights in them. That it's kind of the thing. It's always the idea that it isn't. Children don't learn to do good in order to earn their mother's love. That's never the way it should be. It's they want to do good because they know that their mom loves them. They know that if they do wrong, it'll make her sad, and they don't want to do that. And so it's as a mother shows compassion, then it has a great effect on their children. And it's that thought of just choosing one's words carefully, words that are meant to heal rather than hurt, words that are given to build up and not tear down. But I think if we were to look over this whole chapter or this whole passage here, I think we would conclude that what really defines a great mother is the example that she leaves for her children, of how to act, of how to treat other people, how to fulfill one's responsibility, and even how to find joy and motivation even when one's efforts seem underappreciated. That there's things that we learn and instruction that are given to us that are very helpful, but a lot of times it's as we watch our mothers and we see how they act and see what they do, that we learn to appreciate them and we learn from them and how that we should conduct ourselves. And so, as someone has said, much more is caught than taught, and it's often by example, more than precept, that we really learn from something. And so we see that it's very, very much so what is described here. And so, as we consider this, what I would say to you mothers here is that all that you do does not go unnoticed. That sometimes your children don't necessarily say thanks or show their appreciation, but it makes a tremendous difference. Sometimes it isn't until they leave home that they actually realize how much of a blessing you were to them. But above all, we recognize that God notices what you do, and he keeps track, and there will be a reward for that. We see in Hebrews 6 and verse 10 says, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which we have showed toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister." That we see here in the context of speaking of how people help those that are in the ministry in a church, but we recognize the application can very easily be made to the work of a parent, specifically a mother in a home. That when we minister to our children, it's the thought that in many ways we're doing it to him. We recall the parable that Jesus gave of how he spoke of these ones where he said, "Well, thank you for all you've done for me, that you've given me food, and when I was needy, you've clothed me, you've given me a place to stay, and all these things." And they said, "Well, when have we ever done that to you?" And he says, "When you did this to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me." And it's that same principle that when we serve our children, we're serving as unto the Lord. God has given us a child, and we want to raise them well for his sake. And so it makes a great difference, and God is not going to forget that. But it's something as well I want to leave you all with too, is that the qualities of a virtuous woman, of a great mother, is listed here in Proverbs chapter 31. We would look at this as being an ideal to strive for. And sometimes when we see kind of an ideal, and we look at ourselves and we don't feel that we measure up to that ideal, it can be discouraging. It can be disappointing. We just say, well, boy, this is a list of showing me how much I'm failing in my responsibilities, how much I'm not measuring up as I should. And especially it's something that in our daily life is where we try, and we try harder to do better, and sometimes we have days where it seems we're going good in our own strength, but then we have days where we fail. And we're not providing the example that we should. But in this, I want to encourage you. We began this morning with the question, what makes a great mother? But in actuality, the question should not be what makes a great mother, but who makes a great mother? Because we can try in our own strength to live up to an ideal, only to fall short and be disappointed and discouraged with ourselves. What we all need to learn is that as we look to God for help and we learn to walk with Him each day, He gives us what we need to fulfill our responsibilities with the right heart attitude. And we see as we conclude this passage in Proverbs 31, where it speaks of this one, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. And that's where the chapter comes to a conclusion, but that's really where being a great mother begins, is having a fear of the Lord, having a relationship with Him, and being strengthened through that relationship. Because a great mother knows that she can't be the mother she needs to be in her own strength. That her children need more of her than she is able to give. And so in order to be the mom she needs to be, she goes to the Lord for the strength that she needs. And as she spends time alone with God, it is from that time that she learns patience. She learns compassion. She learns wisdom so that she can share with her children of God and of how that they are to live. She learns how to be kind and compassionate because she herself has experienced God's kindness and compassion in her own life. That despite her failings, despite her weaknesses, she knows God still loves her and is there to help her. And in that same way, she learns to replicate that towards her children. As well, she's learned to be able to comfort her children when they're hurting, because at times when she herself has been hurting, that she has been comforted of God. That as she grows in her relationship with God, then she is enabled to minister to her family, minister to her children in the way that she would desire. And that's if we really want to understand the secret to motherhood, it is in each person that is a mother seeking the Lord for the help that she needs and walking with Him, and that God will be the strength that is needed. And so for all of you mothers present here, I just want you to know you are appreciated and valued. And as well, my encouragement to you is to find your strength in God. Because as you walk with Him, He'll continue to work in you and through you, and the impact that you have in the next generation will be beyond what you ever imagined. Let's pray. Dearly Father, we just thank You again for Your Word, and we just pray You would help each of us, Lord, that we would walk with You. We know with the responsibilities we have that in our own strength we will fail. But Lord, we know that You will never fail us, and that You are a very present help to us and a strength to us when we're needy, and we know how needy we are. And Lord, we just pray that you would bless each of us, specifically bless the mothers here, and just strengthen us in your walk with you so that you might use us to make a difference in the lives of those around us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.